Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Amy.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just trying to get some deals in your hand. I'm hearing you guys are swamped right now.
Yeah, pretty busy. Grant's out of office as well, so it's just me until tomorrow. And then he leaves on Friday again for a different trip.
So he's just pretty much there on Thursday?
Yeah, he's here Wednesday and Thursday, and then out Friday and Monday.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry I missed you at the dinner, but I wanted to say thank you for, you know, the bonus that you gave me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously it was little, but just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate all the hard work, and yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for thinking of me.
You have a whole lot, but it's definitely fun. But, you know, I know we'll be doing it again.
Cool. All right, well, trying to give you a call to talk about that equipment deal, the Halong Bay Foe and Grill.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I think Axis and Pawnee are great options.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought, Ruben, I've been trying to get a hold of Ruben. He was supposed to call me back 10 minutes ago, 2 hours, or 10 minutes. I called him 2 hours ago, and he said he'd call me back in 10 minutes, and I can't get a hold of him. But
okay.
I thought that he had got a startup restaurant done at Marlin. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
I thought he had recently, or maybe like a Bluebird or somewhere else. I thought he had, and I thought it was like a smoking good rate, too, but.
Okay.
But I could be completely off on that.
Yeah, I basically, because Robert Esquivel actually asked the same question, so I probably did this like 2 weeks ago for him, where I actually reached out to our main lenders. I didn't talk to Blue Bridge at all. I talked to Access, Pawnee, Finpac, Marlin, and Ascentium, those five. Mm-hmm. And then of the five that I talked to, Access and Pawnee have the best startup programs. Finpac can do startups, but it's restricted to certain industries. So, for example, they can't do like a startup restaurant or startup like beauty salon. It has to be within like certain industries. And then Ascentium and Marlin don't do startups at all. So there could have been some lenders that, you know, maybe I didn't touch on that can do startups, but Ruben would probably know a little bit more. But definitely Pawnee and Access are like the main ones that I'm familiar with.
Okay. Well, let's, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and shoot it to them to start with. I know time payment should also be an option, but they're just a crummy product. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I really need to get to that extra 20 grand or whatever. Is Pawnee capped at 35, you know, or do you know what their maximum approval amount is for a startup restaurant?
It says that for, it's 50K normally, but then for food and beverage service industry, it's restricted to only 15K.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but Access, you can get up to 35.
Okay. Wow, okay. And then that's a new list with Pawnee? That's something that they just sent you over a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Alrighty, well then, yeah, let's go ahead and shoot it to those two first.
All right.
I'll do a little bit more research. I probably will have to go to time payment as well.
Okay.
Just because that's not going to, I could probably do 75 to 100 and be okay, but I don't think 50 is gonna work. It's a vendor referral, so I kind of got to keep them happy, so.
All right.
Let's see what those two say, I guess, first. So credit's really good. And being that it's a startup, there's not really any other data on them, so I don't see why they wouldn't get approved pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. I thought the credit was pretty solid, too. And, like, Access has, you know, minimum of 10 trade lines. She has 13, so it's looking pretty good. For the equipment type, should I just say restaurant equipment, like pretty generic? I know you have a quote, but I'm not going to send any of that in right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got a drop-down skitter out of it, yeah, basically restaurant furniture and kitchen equipment
okay.
is what it is.
Cool. All right, I've got it from here. Gave me the app, the CBR. There's nothing else I can really do since it's startup and we have limited information. So if you're giving me the okay, I'll submit it to Access and Pawnee for the max approval right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And then I've got another deal. It's actually an affiliate of the Expediting Co.
Mm-hmm.
They want more money, but they also want a longer term and better rates. They're not ready yet for a renewal at OnDeck.
Mm-hmm.
They do have other accounts though. If we need to go back to OnDeck, you know, we could go back for more money. And they've got, because they have separate bank accounts, but they want the longer term. We were restricted at Winset originally because they're based in Ohio, which is a restricted state.
Yeah.
But they have another company they own that's based in Georgia.
Okay. That's also restricted at Winset.
Georgia is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this deal. If you could take a look at it and either, you know, go to OnDeck, or if there's any other options that you can think of, they want maximum amount possible, you know, 250 to 500, somewhere in between those two.
Okay.
And they want a longer term this time. We did 9 months at OnDeck. I think that we might have been restricted to 9 months, maybe because of industry, or I don't remember exactly, but they want a longer term. They want a lower rate, but, you know, we can only do what we can do as far as the rate, especially if we're extending the term. I just want to get the best, you know, the most for the longest term that we can get. Again, I don't know if that's going to be on deck. It might be somebody else, and I'm fine with that.
Okay, and since it's an affiliate of the Expediting Co., is it trucking as well?
It's transportation.
Okay. Hate to say it, but for trucking, maybe BFS can offer the longest term. I know that it's capped at 9 months at OnDeck. For trucking, we can also look into MCC, and their max term is 15 months. Kind of just depends on, you know, what the customer's, like, financials and cash flow look like.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a look at the file. Just, you want to send it over when it's ready?
Yeah, it's ready. I mean, I've got 4 months of bank statements. They're waiting right now. They're going to send me February as well, but they're waiting on July. They don't have access to July yet. They should have it any time. As soon as they do, they're going to send me over to February.
Cool.
I don't know if we need six. I know some of our lenders only need four, so I'm going to go ahead and just send it over to you. It's ready to go.
Okay.
I don't want to send it to BFS only because this is a referral from Scott, and he won't deal with BFS because they've screwed over two of his clients.
Mm-hmm. Is Rapid okay?
So MCC, we can't go to Rapid either.
Okay.
Because mostly just for our side, because they don't pay us many points.
Yeah.
And they're capped at 12 months, and by the time we pay our referral fee, it's just not really worth it for us.
Okay.
In this case. They're also somewhat limited in lending amounts. So MCC would be good. Don't have Winset, don't have on deck. I don't know. Maybe does New Logic or Can do something like this?
I don't know. I'd have to check, because if it's like straight like trucking logistics, I don't think that they will. But if it's like transportation, like a pickup or limousine service, I think they will. I think it just depends a little bit more about the customer's business.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is straight freight.
Okay.
So, I guess just take a look and let me know what you think.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I'll reply to your email when I see it.
Awesome. All right, I'll shoot it over. Thank you so much for the call back and taking the time to kind of break down that startup information. I'll save it so I don't have to bug you on that again.
Yeah, sure. If there's anything else you need, let me know.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye, Kevin. Talk to you later.
Bye. Talk to you later.